Resting service dogs kept a watchful eye on members of the legislature's Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committee today as their owners weighed in on a bill aimed at setting a clearer guideline on what qualifies as a service animal under Maine law. Supporters say the bill comes in response to complaints about poorly trained therapy animals. A.J. Higgins has more.
About a half dozen canines rested comfortably at the hearing before the legislature's Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committee as Representative Kyle Ward of Dedham testified about a growing number of people who just aren't following the rules governing service animals.
In a number of incidents, the use of poorly trained, poorly behaving, and ineffective service animals has created issues in places of business and in residences. And in many cases, the individual using a service animal has fraudulently claimed the need for the training of the animal, even to the point of placing illegitimate service animal identification labeling on their four-legged friend.
Although service animals are recognized and protected under the Maine Human Rights Act, Ward and other supporters of the bill say it's not always easy for apartment owners, businesses, and building security teams to tell the difference between true service animals, emotional support animals, and pets that people take with them wherever they go. Ward says Maine needs to ensure that the animals are trained to provide the services that their owners claim, so the bill would create a commission of business representatives, disabled Mainers, and other stakeholders to develop recommendations for service animal certification requirements. Ward's bill is supported by Representative Will Toole, a Republican from East Machias, who happens to be sight-impaired.
It is not mean-spirited or anti-disabled rights to be in support of this kind of legislation. I said then, and I will say that now, speaking as one who is legally blind and who has been through that war before.
There are big problems with service animals here in Maine.
Dan Bernier represents the Central Maine Apartment Owners Association, but he says landlords everywhere in the state are finding that it's increasingly difficult to balance the needs of all tenants in cases where the building does not allow pets, but an exemption is sought for a service animal.
We've had a landlord forced to put a horse on a small in-town lot. We had another landlord recently, someone called, said, "Do you have a no pets policy?" They said, "Yes." They said, "Well, I have a service animal." The landlord mailed them an application, same as they would any other tenant, even after they knew they had a service animal. The tenant doesn't fill out the application. Instead, they just go file a complaint immediately with the Human Rights Commission.
And Amy Schneerson, executive director of the Maine Human Rights Commission, says she's becoming increasingly familiar with the service animal debate.
When there are complaints about service animals, generally speaking, they come to us.
And more of them come every year. Schneerson told the committee that the number of complaints from Mainers with service animals has tripled over the past 2 years, rose from 7 in 2012 to 21 in 2014, and she's already received 15 so far this year alone. Roberta Manter of Fayette, who spoke neither for nor against the proposed commission, acknowledges that it can sometimes be hard for business owners to judge service animals by appearance.
You walk in with a seeing eye dog, and everybody can pretty much tell it's a legitimate seeing eye dog, but you walk in looking fine on the outside, and nobody knows that without that dog there with you, you might be a basket case. Or you might have another problem, such as a severe allergy or seizures or any of these other things.
Maine already has a law that makes it a Class E crime to falsely claim that a pet is a legitimate service animal, but the committee was told that it is rarely, if ever, enforced. There are also federal policies in place that define true service animals as distinguished from pets that provide comfort. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.